Second stage. The second stage starts at the Hotel Ausonia Hungaria and ends on Via Sandro Gallo. This stage takes approximately 20 minutes. Once you pass the Ausonia Hungaria Hotel, turn right into Via Ascalona and then right again in Via Doge Domenico Michiel. As this is a one-way street, you will have to dismount your bicycle and walk for about 200 meters. You now have reached Piazzetta Lepanto and you come across the bridge going to Via Vittor Pisani on the other side of the canal. This is where you find three very beautiful Liberty-style villas built in what is called the eclectic style, which means that the structure of the villas is asymmetrical and you can notice that various different materials have been used. The gates are also part of the decoration. In particular, they're all made of wrought iron by the leading artist of those days, Umberto Bellotto. All three villas were built between 1906 and 1908 by the architect Domenico Rupolo. Standing on the bridge, you can see on your left-hand side the first of the three villas, that is Villa Otello, which until a few years ago used to be a hotel. The villa is remarkable for the noteworthy asymmetry. You can tell, in fact, from the number of windows where the rooms were, and whereas the common areas show less so windows, all made on the neo-Byzantine style. You can also see the frescoes going around the facades under the roof. The villa is remarkable also because of the two peacocks made of wrought iron serving as gate to Villa Otello. On the opposite side of the canal, on Via Vittor Pisani, stands Villa Romanelli, also built in the eclectic neo-Byzantine style, with wall decorations called patere. The patera is a small, usually circular decoration representing an animal and are a traditional decoration of Byzantine art. Here too you find the fresco decoration under the roof. The doorbell and the gate at the entrance is also in wrought iron with ribbon-like decorations, traditional in the Liberty style. If you have a look at the garden, you will see pillars decorated with faience tiles. Keep walking on Via Vittor Pisani, and then you will find Villa Terapia, whose walls are plastered with bands of different colors and materials. The banisters of the external stairs are decorated with big bees in wrought iron. You can now go back to your bicycle, turn right onto Via Biagio Zulian, and then right onto Via Sandro Gallo to your left.